That sounds painful.
It was.
It is Friday.
Yeah!
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
On the program today, we're going to talk about Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The only one in 2022 is today.
Yep.
This is it.
People are dumb on the program today.
What?
A little fellow by the name of Sir Paul McCartney on the show today.
I heard that, and it's not some friend of ours either.
No, it's actually
apparently, not. Theoretically, yes.
I think.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as you and I know, we're talking to Paul McCartney.
You going
to
hang up on him?
So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully not, no.
That'll be a first.
That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That would be Queen as recorded live at the BBC back in 1977 when that song was new doing that song. Very cool.
Sir Paul McCartney will be playing tonight at SoFi, and he will be joining us at 4 o'clock.
That is extremely cool.
The last time we talked to him, Sluggo hung up on him. So.
I remember that day. It was over on the Kevin and Bean show, and somehow I was running bored, and I hung up on Paul McCartney.
He's the nicest guy in the world. So I try to find a positive story about Ukraine when I can.
Right.
And there's a kid, a nine-year, I think he's nine.
Right.
Who makes, like, bowls, like, cuts them out of, like, balsa wood.
Wow, okay.
Listen to this news.
Oh, I really enjoyed doing it when I was quite young.
Like he's not
says
quite
the 9 year old.
I love it when kids say that kind of thing.
My parents would buy me bits of balsa wood, and my mum gave me her grandpa's hammer and nails, and I would just create these little sort of sculptures out of balsa wood.
All right, listen.
Is this a Ukrainian kid then?
Listen, no, it's not a Ukrainian.
Okay,
kid. It's just a U.S. kid.
Oh, okay.
But
gotcha.
How different is he from you and me?
Oh, dude.
My parents would have never given me a hammer and a nail at that age.
We would have been breaking stuff and smashing
stuff. And this guy's making statues. What?
And I started to really love the textures of wood and just how simply easy it was to create something magical.
Gabriel's dad sent out a tweet to get his son more followers on Instagram. Within a few hours, everything changed.
I think it was 16 followers before my dad's tweeted. And now I'm on, I think, 227K.
Wow.
227,000.
Wow.
And where this story is going is I try to find a positive story about Ukraine every day.
Uh-huh.
He, as a nine-year-old, is going to auction off a bowl that he makes to help the Ukrainian people.
Oh, man, come on.
And listen to how much money he makes with it.
That's awesome.
And listen to how much money he makes with it.
This is the bowl for Ukraine. It's the one I'm going to set for a raffle.
And now he's using the platform to raise money for the children of Ukraine. Gabriel's wooden bowl is going up for auction.
But it's got some blue and yellow bands to represent the Ukrainian flag. I'm really sort of starting to realise that I could do something to really help.
And how much money do you hope to raise?
I mean, I'm going to aim high, but I'm hoping to raise $5,000.
Whoa!
He's aiming high. $5,000.
Yeah, as a goal.
And already he smashed that original target, raising more than £60,000 so far.
How about that?
Holy cow. Can you imagine? I mean, I was just trying to get like $5 for washing someone's car back in the day. And that was for me to keep for myself.
Same.
Kids raising $60,000 and giving it to the Ukrainians.
Giving it to the Ukrainian children.
That's so
awesome. Which is an amazing, amazing thing. And by the way, kudos to the parents.
Yeah.
For raising a kid that's going to actually do good in this world.
And seeing it through and helping him out and everything.
Crazy.
Kevin, my friend, I think that we suck, you and I.
We do.
We're pretty useless.
Oh, there's no question about that. People Are Dumb is coming up in 10 minutes. That's more our style.
Yeah.
And then Paul McCartney at 4.
Paul McCartney! Before you go to the show tonight, give him a listen. See what he has to say on KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I'm very excited about this and extremely nervous as well. I've been
How about talking to Sir Paul McCartney?
Yes, in like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a fan all my whole life. Basically.
Here's what I love about Sir Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
He doesn't talk to you like he's Sir Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if anybody has the right to have a little attitude,
it would be him.
It would be him.
So he's even cool if you, I don't know, accidentally hang up on him?
I don't know what you're talking about, A. But B,
yeah,
he just is a dude.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And he doesn't bring any of that attitude of I'm one of, if not the most important people in music.
As well he could.
Right, doesn't.
Easily.
At all.
Wow, nice. All
super
right.
Nice.
Well, that relaxes me a little.
So excited to talk to him at 4 o'clock here on KLOS. At 3:50 and 5:50, mm-hmm. we try to bring you People Are Dumb.
We do.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
I forgot to mention, at his show in Washington, when he came out for the encore,
uh-huh.
he had a Ukrainian flag.
Flag. Man, yeah. That's awesome.
Pretty cool.
Good for them.
This story comes out of New Delhi. A retired Indian couple is suing their son and daughter-in-law.
Okay.
Why? Demanding that they produce a grandchild within a year.
Wow.
Or pay them $675,000.
Wow.
Now, you know how grandparents are always, oh, when are you going to have a kid? 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 They're suing.
I mean, that's amazing.
Sanjeev Prasad is a 61-year-old retired government officer.
Oh, well, there's your problem.
He says it's a very emotional and sensitive issue for he and his wife.
Leave him alone.
And they can't wait any longer.
You know, pressure does not help the process.
His son, a pilot, was married 6 years ago, uh-huh. and he's tired of waiting.
They've been married for 6 years, and it's time to fire up that kid.
Yes.
For their
fire
sake.
Fire up the kid, yes. He said, we want a grandson or granddaughter within a year or compensation.
Have they been trying?
I have spent my life's earnings on my son's education.
Well, so he's a pilot. He did well with that education. What does that have to do with pushing out another offspring?
He said that he spent $47,000 for his son's pilot training in the United States.
Uh-huh.
And he says the main issue is at this age, we need a grandchild. But these people, referring to his son and daughter-in-law,
These people
have an attitude and they don't think about us.
Let's back up to the word need as well. Do you need a grandchild? What do you need a grandchild for? To eat the cookies that grandma makes?
It's a very sensitive subject, Sluggo. It's very sensitive to them.
Wow, that is amazing.
So they are going to sue, and the court has already ruled that it's okay to go ahead with the lawsuit. It hasn't ruled in their favor.
Right.
But yes, it can go ahead
in
court.
It's not a frivolous lawsuit.
Right.
Are you
it
kidding
can take
me?
Place.
Wow, my parents were, I mean, my wife's parents, super cool then because they didn't care we didn't have kids. We're way too selfish. We're like, we work in radio. It's a terrible idea. Forget it. And they're like, yeah, well, you know what? You're right.
Listen, he's giving him a year.
Get her done. Get
and
in there.
If not, then $675,000. I don't know how you come up with that amount of money because he only spent $47,000 on his education.
You know what? He's got some damn reason. This guy. He's got some reason for that number.
Oh, imagine him being. Remember, so he's suing his son and daughter-in-law. Imagine your father-in-law suing your husband and you.
And you have to tell your parents what's going on.
Oh, my God. People are dumb.
People are dumb. You're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
All right. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Tonight, Paul McCartney is playing SoFi.
Yeah, got back, baby.
So we thought maybe we could say a few words to him beforehand. Is he on the line?
I think he's...
Hello, I have Sepul for Kevin and Sluggo.
Yes, we are here. Thank you.
I'll pass you over.
Thank you.
Hey there.
Hey!
Sir Paul McCartney, welcome to KLOS.
Hey, thank you.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Yep, well, it's a beautiful day in Los Angeles.
It is perfect.
Shining and the sky is blue. I sound like the weatherman.
You just started playing again recently. I think it was in Seattle. You said when you got on stage, wow, is it great to be back out playing live again. How long did you not play for?
Well, you know, it was COVID. I mean, I was due to do a tour in Europe,
mm-hmm.
culminating in a festival called Glastonbury. You heard of Glastonbury?
Yep.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, which not everyone has, but, you know, in America. But that got canceled because of COVID. So That was 2020. So we haven't played since then till this tour.
Wow.
What does a guy like you do with that much downtime? Yeah. Because I picture you always on the road, always meeting people, working, whatever. Just you're always busy, I would assume.
Well, you know, the thing was, you had to kind of stay indoors and do lockdown and everything. But the government in England said, you know, stay at home unless you can't work from home. So that was my excuse. I was perfect. I've got to go to my studio. So I have a recording studio about 20 minutes away. And I went and I made an album, McCartney 3, which was my last album. And it did great.
You didn't get pulled over on your way to the studio or anything, did you?
No, but I was watching the rearview mirror.
When was the last time you got a ticket?
Yeah.
Ever? Well, you know,
did you ever get one?
Oh, yeah. The 60s, quite a few, you know.
Sure.
Speeding was the main one. But recently in L.A., about a month or two ago, I was here, and I stopped at the lights, and a cop car comes in lane to the left of me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, okay, I'm going to behave. I'm going to do whatever he does. But then the lights changed. And he didn't do anything. He stopped. So I thought, well, I don't know. The lights have changed. I better go. So I went. And then...
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
And he pulls me over.
Wow.
So I think, oh, God, you know, I'm not getting out of the car.
Yeah.
So, you know. So I just sat there, and this young cop came up, and he says, can I see your ID? And I said, oh, sir. I said, like, I'm a tourist from England. I don't have an ID. In England, you don't carry IDs, you know.
Right. Did you say, look at my face?
Yeah, well, yeah, no. See, that's the thing, though. It sometimes goes against you. you get these attitudes like, I don't care who you are.
Right.
You know, I'm going to bust you anyway.
Wow.
Anyway, so it was, you know, a few minutes. Luckily, I had my nephew in the car with me. We had some identification on the car. It was my car. And luckily, my nephew is my lawyer.
Wow.
So that was okay. And the cop, you know, he just sort of let me go. But it was a close thing, you know.
LAPD. You
know. Hilarious if it worked. I never liked your band and he gave you a ticket. That would be hilarious.
So your studio nearby, I was wondering if there's anybody of all the people you've worked with that you've never gotten to work with. Is there anybody you would like to have in that studio with you at some point that hasn't happened yet?
Well, you know, I've talked for years about maybe doing something with Bob Dylan.
Mm, wow.
You know, just, I don't know whether it would work out or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't come to pass just yet. I think he'd probably be the top choice.
Oh, okay.
At the moment, yeah.
He's got his new museum in, what is it, Missouri or whatever?
In Tulsa, I think.
Yeah.
Tulsa, that's it.
Yeah.
So tell us about your set list and how it, because you have endless material to pull from.
Yeah, and Paul McCartney tonight at SoFi Stadium, 7:30 tonight on stage.
Yeah. Well, you know what you do, you sit down and you think, okay, we've got to do those songs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's a certain few that you know the audience is going to expect.
They'll riot.
So you kind of put those in, and then you put some songs in just for yourself.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then you fill in with songs that you fancy doing, really, you know, that you think, and then when we rehearse them, then I kind of just sort of think, oh no, that's not so good. I like this one, I don't mind that one, I like that one, I really like this one. And so it builds into a set list, you know. But it's basically, I'm trying to give the audience kind of what they want.
Right.
You know, they paid a lot for these tickets. A lot of them saved up for them and stuff. And I remember when I was a kid, if I went to a concert, it didn't satisfy me. I went off the artist big time, you know.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, I wish more artists would think of it that way, you know, because it is hard to get the tickets. It's hard to go to the show. And you know, you forget, I think, maybe when they're on stage that...
Sometimes they go, yeah, I don't want to play that song anymore.
Yeah, that's very cool that you think of that.
No, I mean, I get that, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, but luckily, some of the ones that you'd think I would get fed up with, I enjoy doing them. And you know what? The buzz is the audience's reaction.
Right. Sure.
Right. Without so, asking...
You know, if you play something that they really like, you get a great...
That's awesome. Without that asking if you're going to play it tonight, what's like one of your favorite ones to play that you just love to play, without asking if you're doing it tonight?
Well, I mean... I love the audience singing along at Hey Jude.
Sure.
Nice.
That never gets old, does it?
Well, you know, you've got like, I don't know, like 40,000 people.
Yep.
And in these times, you know, when people are kind of polarized, not everyone agrees with the next guy. Suddenly you see everyone doing the same thing.
Wow.
And it's quite a thrill.
Does it drive you crazy like it does some other artists when they're on stage and people have their phones up and they are videoing the entire thing? Almost not paying attention to you, but videoing the show?
How do you feel about that one?
Does it bug you?
Well, you know, I mean, what you used to do when it was not phones, before everyone having a phone, you used to send guys out to the audience and they used to push them, put that camera away, please.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But there's no way you do that now.
Right.
So you just accept it.
Right.
You know, you just see all the phones come on. And you just think, well, I mean, I agree with you. We do often say this amongst the band. Hey, why don't you just enjoy the moment?
Right.
You know? But you know what it is. I know what it is. They want to go home and say, hey, I just been to the concert.
Right.
Look. Yep. You've got to have the evidence, you know.
I agree, but so, I would think, like, I'm going to pick a song, and I'm going to video that song, and I'll use that song for whatever proof or to go back and look at it. But also, I'm going to put my phone away, and I'm going to be in the moment, and I'm going to watch you play a song that I've listened to my whole life, and that just makes sense, both ways.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know. So you have no control over it, and it doesn't matter. You know, as I say, the people can do what they want.
Right.
There's no way. I mean, I saw one of Prince's last concerts, and it was incredible, you know. And I wasn't going to film it, but a lot of people were. A couple of people were, you know. And he said, "Well, I'm not going to start till you put those phones away."
Oh, really?
And it was very cool because, you know, in the end, all of us in the audience were saying to these people, "Look, put that bloody phone away.
Right.
You're not going to start." You know, and they did, you know, and you got to see him live and just drink it all in. It was incredible.
So I'd like to suggest that everybody at SoFi tonight,
you know,
video a song or two, but then put the phone down and enjoy yourself and listen to the music.
Can I ask you one little favor really quick? I have a friend, and I kind of hate to bring this up, but he's one of those crazy people who insisted and would tell all of us back in the day that you had passed on and that you weren't with us anymore, and then someone had stepped in. And I would just like, if you could, to maybe say, Craig, it's really me, and I'm really alive and have been all along.
Craig, it's really me. I'm really alive. No, man, that thing started with, what was it, the Abbey Road?
Yeah.
And I'm afraid it was American DJ who started it.
Oh, they're the worst.
They are the worst.
But, you know, it was one of those things, again, you couldn't do anything about it. So I said, well, you know, let it run, because it was great publicity for the album.
Sure.
But there were a few people coming up to me afterwards, sort of giving me a poke and kind of looking up.
He would have been one of them.
Can you prove it? Can you prove that you're you?
Crazy.
I am me. I promise. Craig, I'm me. Don't worry about it.
Thank you very much.
Sir Paul McCartney, we appreciate it. And enjoy tonight at SoFi Stadium.
Okay, guys.
And thank you so much for chatting with us and so many hours of entertainment. You have given me hours and hours of entertainment through my life.
Oh, great. Okay, you guys. So you have a good show.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Jude.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Tonight, SoFi Stadium, that guy right there. I think there's some tickets you might be able to squeeze out of the...
Yeah, we've been told that it was sold out, and then it's not sold out. And then we were told it was sold out, but then it was not sold out.
So if you know somebody...
So there may be some individual tickets.
Hey, and if you see Chris Carter wandering around out there, we're going to talk to him. He's going to call in a little while from the show. Ask him for tickets. You know, he won't have them. He'll be very upset that we sent.
He'll say that he doesn't have them.
But in fact, without any doubt,
He does have them, yes. Remember we were talking to Paul McCartney?
Yeah, well, that was just crazy.
Drop that.
It's such a cool...
It's kind of a brag.
Unbelievable, yeah.
It's Friday the 13th.
What'd you say?
It's Friday the 13th.
Oh, my God.
Is what I said.
Oh, my God.
It is, of course, considered an... I'm sorry, what?
Well, we did have the Friday the 13th music queued up, but somewhere the Bee Gees...
Why are we playing...
...have left it to frame instead. Step aside, Bee Gees. Get the hell out of here.
That there you go. So that's weird. Better.
Yeah.
Wow, that was shocking.
That was... Well, it's Friday the 13th.
It's Friday the 13th. Right. What do you expect?
Actually, I expect better because 13 is my lucky number.
Is 13 your lucky number to make fun of people being afraid of Friday the 13th?
No, and I certainly don't use it to clear roulette tables. When I sit down and start winning on 13, people get up and go away and I have the table to myself.
That's... Do you always sure. do that? You
yeah,
always
yeah. Yes.
Number 13?
Yeah.
And it does make you laugh that people are afraid of it?
It's odd. I don't really get it.
I'd like to talk to people who believe in the Friday the 13th thing.
Right. Okay.
Like, do you change your behavior today because it's Friday the 13th? Do you not do something
that
you would normally do?
That's a good question. Do people actually avoid maybe whatever, flying or... You know, how many buildings don't have 13 in the elevator?
Which is so ridiculous.
We were actually...
Because it's not like there's no floor there.
Right. We were actually on the 13th floor at K-Rock in New York. Howard Stern's station was on the 13th floor, but they pretended it was 12. And I'm like, well...
Yeah, it's super weird.
Yeah.
But it's very important to some people.
Very.
So it is Friday the 13th. It can happen up to 3 times a year, maximum, I think.
Yeah, it's only one this year.
Only one time
this
year.
Which is weird. Yeah.
And do you want to hear how it started?
Yes, please.
Because it's
absurd.
I
did not know. No.
It's craziness.
Okay.
This is from Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the fear of the Friday the 13th is triskaidekaphobia.
Oh, say it again.
According to folklore historian Donald Dossey, the unlucky nature of the number 13 originated with the Norse myth about 12 gods having a dinner party in Valhalla.
Okay.
The trickster god, Loki.
Loki! That was a great series. By I love all things Loki.
I saw Trickster God at the Troub, and they were great. Who was not invited, arrived as the 13th guest and arranged for Hoor.
Hoor?
H-O-O-R.
Uh-huh.
To shoot Baldur with a mistletoe-tipped arrow.
That would be unlucky.
This is the real history of Friday the 13th. What?
And is that kind of where the violence maybe started coming in or whatever?
Baldur died and the whole earth got dark.
Oh, dear.
And the whole earth mourned.
Oh, dear.
It was a bad, unlucky day. And Friday the 13th was born.
I see. Was his name Jason?
So, you believe in it? And do you change your behavior at all?
Yeah. Do you know people who do? Maybe you can't go with someone somewhere because they will not travel.
They won't take a trip, Friday a travel 13th. Day. Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Or maybe they don't even go to work.
Yeah, sure.
Who knows
how
far this goes, how afraid you could be of Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
It is Friday the 13th, so we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
That doesn't sound like the Bee Gees.
Great music, though. I love that.
I always did appreciate the cheapness and ridiculousness of that particular.
Same. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. In the afternoon, we're talking about Friday the 13th. KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Sluggo, TGIFF.
Yeah, baby.
To you as well.
Woo!
So, Sluggo, you're in great company with the number 13.
It's Sluggo's favorite number. Why?
Walt Disney's favorite number was 13. That's why he created, he used 1313 for the address of Disneyland.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And that was a pretty good bet. And there's a 13th floor on Paradise Pier at their hotel there at Disneyland. Because it was built by the Japanese, and in Japan, 13 is a lucky number.
See, I need to be Japanese. I need to move to Japan. I've always thought I would probably fit in Tokyo, especially with all those weird vending machines they have. Dude, thanks for calling. So, see, it's a lucky number.
Sure. KLOS, hello.
Hello, Kevin Sluggo.
Yo.
Hello. Okay, fun fact, since it's Friday the 13th, I actually started my period on Friday the 13th.
Are you talking about the first time, or are you talking about today?
No, the first time.
Did you think in your mind maybe it had something to do with that at all? Did you think that in a little ways?
You know what? I don't know. But when I first got it, I told my mom, and she's like, it's the 13th. I'm like, yeah. So I was young. I'm like, Friday the 13th. I'm like, it's just another day. She's like, let's just hope nothing else happens.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you mean? And then the next day our cat died, and I had nothing to do with it. I promise you, I had nothing to do with it.
It was your fault, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
Liar. Broop, broop.
Are you afraid of Friday the 13th?
No, but I know my friends are excited for it, and they always ask me, like, hey, Mariah, like, one of my childhood friends that I grew up, she's like, did you start your period on Friday the 13th? Like, did you start today? I'm like, no.
Ah, friends.
What day is it?
It's freaking Friday! Man.
What's that?
I believe it's Friday.
Friday, yeah, Friday afternoon. Friday. Yes,
happy Friday. Friday is between 5 and 7 here on KLOS. Uh-huh. We do our old request fest, 818-955-KLOS. What song will get your weekend started right? Call now. KLOS, hello.
It is the old request fest.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great, thank you. What can we do for you?
Let's do anything from Rush, dude. Something cool.
All right, anything from Rush.
Anything at Rush. You know, that makes it nice and open and easy. I think we can do that. I think I can pull one out right now.
Perfect.
Thank you for calling.
You guys have a good weekend, too.
Thank you. You too. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Yeah.
It is Kevin and Sluggo, and it's our old request fest. KLOS, hello.
Friday.
Woo! It is indeed.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
What song can we play for you?
Hey, I'm thinking about Alive and Kicking by Simple Mind.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Our old request fest, that was for Cindy and Camarillo.
Cindy! Thank you for that. I love that song.
I do too.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites.
So we're going to be talking to Paul McCartney at 6, right?
Yes, at 6.
Yeah, and Troy is that really good one from Judas Priest. More than happy to play. Priest at the Rock Rules. I love that guy.
It is our old request fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I hear a tune.
What tune?
You said tune.
Rip and Die by Puddle of Mud.
Okay, we'll try and do that for you, man. Who
we're
are you?
We're not going to do that.
Kevin's telling you the truth.
We're just not. Sligo's trying to be nice. We're not playing Puddle of Mud.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, sorry. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how are you? Happy Friday, guys.
To you, too. It's our old request fest. Can we play something for you?
Yes, can you play Alive by Pearl Jam for my son Elias, please?
Sure. Why not?
Thank you so much. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Paul McCartney at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, we're going to have a cup of tea and a chat with Paul McCartney at 6 o'clock.
KLOS, hello.
Well, happy Friday, gentlemen.
Thank you.
How about a little bit of Friday the 13th, Flirting with Disaster?
Molly, you got a deal.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great day. Love your show.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo and our old request fest. Hello.
Oh, hi. This is Monique.
Hi, Monique.
You guys are rules.
Yay, Monique.
Thank you. What can we play for you?
Can I please hear some Mr. Brownstone from Guns N' Roses?
Let me check with the official robot that rules the world. He's a very angry robot, and he's wearing diapers today that aren't fitting. Oh, he's apparently saying yes, though.
I don't know what Sligo's talking about. I have no idea.
I do.
Okay. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Mm-hmm. It is Kevin and Sligo's All Request Fest. Hello.
How about a little Nirvana?
Anything in particular?
Smells like my balls in your mouth.
That's my favorite one. That's my favorite song.
That was their biggest hit, wasn't it?
Yep.
Thank you. We'll do that. KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. What's up?
What's up?
Stop that.
We're on our way to Paul McCartney.
Oh, excellent.
Nice.
Excellent.
Can you play some?
Nope.
Your choice. Just don't play Silly Love Songs. Anything but that.
Oh, I agree. Anything but Silly Love Songs. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, our old request fest. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Is this a radio station?
Hold on. Let me check. Yes.
Yes, it is.
I am itching for Black Betty.
Where are you itching?
I don't have balls enough to tell you.
It's time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A man and his wife are suing his son and daughter-in-law for having grandchildren. They don't have any grandchildren yet, and they're pissed.
That's not like putting any pressure on the couple to get it done. on, get in there.
They either have to have a baby or pay the parents $675,000.
Within 1 year.
Correct.
Unbelievable.
We talked to Paul McCartney, and he told us about almost getting a ticket the last time he was in Los Angeles.
I still can't believe that we talked to Paul McCartney.
And it's Friday the 13th, and no one cares.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday. Peace out.
And one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Oh, here it comes. Are you okay?
You'd think we would see that coming, but we never do. It's always a surprise.
It's spilling cash everywhere, too. Grab some, run.
That is a giant cashtroid. And the word that you're texting this hour is Greg.
As in Bihero?
Greg, G-R-E-G.
Huh.
Text that to 68683. That's Greg to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
He's just trying to steal the $2,000. He's having people text him. Standard data messaging rate supply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck!
Oh. The giant cashtroid.
That is a dangerous thing to have landing like every hour at 20 minutes after the hour.
It's making it rain.
Yeah,
so
that's true. That's true.
What are you going to do? The word for this hour is thrust.
No.
Yes, thrust.
Oh.
Right. T-H-R-U-S-T, thrust.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thrust. You text that to 68683. That's thrust.
Oh.
To 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
$2,000?
Thrust.
And standard data messaging rates apply. You get more shots to win 20 minutes after the hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck. Oh, I hope this thing doesn't land on him. And we certainly didn't play that interview already, that's for sure.
Right. The word for this hour, for you to win $2,000, is SoCal.
SoCal? Is that a word?
S-O-C-A-L.
S-O-C-A-L.
Correct.
Okay.
Text that to 68683. That's SoCal to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you get more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight.
Good luck.
Oh, here it comes again.
Oh. That's the sound of destruction and cash.
That's a strange combination.
The word this hour to win $2,000 is orbit.
Orbit.
O-R-B-I-T. Text that to 68683. That's orbit to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. One of the best songs ever recorded to fire up your hookah pipe with, Rolling Stones' Painted Black, was released on this day in rock in 1966. Let It Be, the Beatles documentary, was released on this day in rock in 1970. The very last Beatles movie, in fact. And we're going to be speaking to Chris Carter out at the Paul McCartney Show a little bit later today on KLOS. PMRC, the Parents Music Resource Center, held a meeting in a church in Washington on this day in rock in 1985 to discuss those album rating stickers.